Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips, Day 264. Today's topic of discussion is the SBS of the pharyngeal ducts. I know for certain that the majority of my listeners have not heard about this organ, even if they are medical practitioners. To be frank, I have never thought that this embryologically significant organ is so important in clinical practice also until I learned the German new medicine. From the knowledge of embryology, we know that the pharyngeal ducts develop during the fourth week of gestation in case of humans. They are the descendants of the pharyngeal arches or branchial arches from which develop the structures of the head and neck. We will later study that in addition to the pharyngeal ducts, the coronary arteries, coronary veins, aorta, carotid arteries and subclavian arteries are also arising from the pharyngeal arch. In the Greek language, branchial means gill of the fishes and amphibians. Gills are their respiratory organs that extract oxygen from water. In humans, the pharyngeal ducts develop during the fourth week of gestation. We have found earlier that the intrauterine life of a human embryo replicates the human evolution. In the evolutionary lines, if we consider, then we can say that the pharyngeal ducts developed at a time when life existed still in the ocean. We will limit our discussion on the development and function of the pharyngeal ducts in as much as it is important for our GNM studies. There are two tubes, one on each side, reach from the front and back of the ears into both sides of the neck and from there into the mediastinum. The middle section of the chest cavity between the lungs where the structures like the heart, the esophagus, the trachea, large blood vessels including the aorta and several lymph nodes are located in the mediastinum. What is most important with regard to the pharyngeal ducts for our GNM studies is that the lining of the pharyngeal ducts consists of squamous epithelium that originates from the ectoderm and therefore is controlled from the cerebral cortex. Please understand few more important points regarding the brain level control centers of the pharyngeal ducts. They are located in the frontal lobes of both hemispheres in the most front part of the premotor sensory cortex, which is a part of the cerebral cortex. Here again, there is a crossover correlation from the brain to the organ, which means the left pharyngeal ducts are controlled from the right side of the cerebral cortex and the right pharyngeal ducts are controlled from the left cortical hemisphere in the frontal lobe. Another point to learn here is that both the pharyngeal ducts and the thyroid ducts share the same brain relays. About thyroid ducts, we will study later in detail. But it is necessary for you to learn many things regarding thyroid ducts also at this context itself. One of them is that the DHS affects either pharyngeal ducts or thyroid ducts depending on the nature and intensity of the biological conflict that affects them. Now, coming to the most important portion of the study of the SBS of the pharyngeal ducts, the biological conflict. We will study here itself the biological conflicts of both pharyngeal ducts and thyroid ducts, which will be repeated later when we take up the detailed study of the thyroid ducts. Dr. Hammer says the biological conflict linked to the pharyngeal ducts is a male frontal fear conflict or female powerless conflict. And the biological conflict linked to the thyroid ducts is a female powerless conflict or male frontal fear conflict depending on a person's gender, laterality and hormone status. That means it is the gender, laterality and hormone status of a person that determines whether the frontal fear conflict or powerless conflict should be the biological conflict to affect left or right pharyngeal ducts and the left or right thyroid ducts. We will again consider the brain relays of pharyngeal ducts and thyroid ducts later when we study the frontal constellation under the large heading of the schizophrenic constellations. Now let us come back exclusively to the detailed study of the biological conflict that is linked to the pharyngeal ducts. I told already it is a male frontal fear conflict and a female powerless conflict depending on one's gender laterality and hormone status. We will see here what exactly is meant by frontal fear conflict and will explain the powerless conflict when we will study the thyroid ducts in detail. Dr. Hammer explains the frontal fear like this. It is a big fear of heading into a dangerous situation or of a danger that is moving directly towards one. This conflict can be experienced either in real terms or in a transposed sense. A real frontal fear can occur when the person heads on an accident or when a person or an animal attacks from the front. In a dangerous situation, when the person is approaching a threatening confrontation like that with a government agency or the banks could be considered as a frontal fear in a transposed sense. A follow-up medical examination, an announcement of a medical procedure like a surgery or any unexpected shocking news that are perceived as a blow on the face can be the situations of frontal fear. Such frontal fears occur commonly with a cancer diagnosis. Therefore, in GNM, this frontal fear related to the pharyngeal ducts is also known as cancer fear conflict. Friends, we stop for today. To continue tomorrow with the same topic, you are invited to continue listening. I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.